Well, the word coming down yesterday that Dolly Parton had passed at the age of 80 years old from cancer. I had shared on my personal Facebook page, grieving the passing of a giant. What she did for kids' literacy is unmatched in our day. Yeah, much more than a singer, that's for sure. And in fact, she passed just 4 days after saying, I still have so many things I want to achieve. And so we have some Dolly facts for you this morning here on WWIB. For instance, she didn't do roller coasters. Despite owning Dollywood, she refused to ride the roller coasters because she suffered from severe motion sickness and didn't want to mess up her hair. Dolly Parton may have written Jolene and I Will Always Love You. In fact, she wrote them on the same day. Wow. Widely considered one of the greatest single-day songwriting achievements ever, Jolene and I Will Always Love You on the same day. She wrote, in fact, more than 3,000 songs, including hits for herself and other artists. She performed at the Grand Ole Opry at the age of 13, introduced by Johnny Cash. Dolly turned down Elvis Presley when he wanted to record I Will Always Love You because his team demanded half the publishing rights, which Dolly refused to give up. She was a great businesswoman. Her Imagination Library program gifted over 300 million free books to kids worldwide from birth to age 5. Get that now. Over 300 million free books since it was started in 1995 worldwide. Yeah. She owned the copyright to all her major songs, something extremely rare for artists for her era and a huge reason she remained financially powerful. Dolly Parton was a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. She has not one but two stars in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Her coat of many colors was based on a true story, and the original patchwork coat was displayed at Dollywood. The song Jolene was inspired by a bank teller who flirted with her husband and partly by a young fan named Jolene, whose name Dolly loved. Dollywood was one of the most visited theme parks in the U.S., bringing massive economic development to eastern Tennessee, something Dolly took great pride in. When she was born in 1946, her family was so poor that her dad paid the doctor who delivered her with a sack of cornmeal. And she helped fund COVID-19 vaccine research, donating $1 million to Vanderbilt University, which contributed to the Moderna vaccine work. Maybe share some other facts about Dolly later, remembering Dolly Parton at the age of 80. Today in history, one item today. In 1920, the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was certified by the Secretary of State, Bainbridge Colby. The amendment granted and guaranteed women the right to vote. Carrie Chapman Catt was one of the leaders of the women's suffrage movement, and here she is right now.
Women's suffrage is a long story of hard work and heartache. At least 1,000 legal enactments were necessary, and every one was a struggle against ignorant opposition.
And sadly, now some would like to take that right away, I guess. And finally, August 26th, from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. Today's devotional, we try to organize our days. God wants to shape our hearts. Ephesians 4:2, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Goff says, one of my good friends is a world-renowned productivity guru. I bet he gets more done in a day than most people do in a week. He's got systems and processes, methodologies and technologies. Like a maestro in front of an orchestra of tasks. To-do lists are the sheet music. He waves his baton and all the objectives are achieved. All the work is done and no tasks remain. But here's the thing. Sometimes his friendships get lost in his efforts at efficiency. Goff says, while productivity is a great tool to fulfill our commitments, it's not always the best way to build or maintain relationships that matter the most to us. Goff says, I'm not sure how sweet Maria would respond if I asked her to calendar 10 minutes for our morning coffee. What if in the middle of a rich and needed conversation with her, I announced that I had a hard stop in 5 minutes and we needed to wrap it up? I bet my clothes would end up out on the lawn. Goff says, if you want to be remembered for being efficient, getting things done is good. When we're in relationships, we need to remember that people aren't projects with deadlines and deliverables. The same is true in our relationship with God. We want plans and assurances. We would love to give God a deadline for the areas of painful growth or for achieving the big dream we're trying to get off the ground. We'd love to send God an agenda and a hard stop date for difficulties. But God wants to shape our hearts, not organize our days. So next time you're tempted to turn your life into a grand plan, leave some space in your days for God to write more beautiful things into your relationships. Today's closing question, what would change today if you focused more on people than on your projects and deadlines? All right, Widow Wednesday on the Wake Up Show, continuing on from Tuesday Trivia with our homegrown questions. So far, no right answers for a pair of Mycon movie tickets and a Passion Music t-shirt.
715-723-2555, the number to call. Havel's got the question.
Yeah, so what did my wife buy recently that when I saw it, I thought, wow, I never thought to buy that.
All right, what did Peggy purchase recently that it had never crossed Havo's mind to purchase? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555, a chance to win a beautiful size large blue t-shirt from Passion Music, plus two Mycon Cinemas movie tickets so you and a guest of your choice can go see a movie of your choice at Mycon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. What did Havo's wife Peggy purchase recently that it had never crossed his mind to buy? 715-723-2555. Some incorrect guesses from yesterday. It wasn't a beautiful bowl for holding keys. It wasn't a Keurig. It wasn't a sweater for the dog. It wasn't an air fryer, a fly swatter, driving gloves, a cup holder to use on an airplane. It was not a hydroponic garden or another purse. None of those things. Good guesses, but just not what it was. 715-723-2555 to guess. Remember, clues will come in about 25 minutes if we don't get it here, but here's your chance to jump in early. Early bird gets the worm, or in this case, the t-shirt movie tickets.
Quite a wide range of guesses there.
Indeed. We heard from Menominee, Stanley, Whitehall, Fall Creek, and Barron. Let's go to the phones here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Vicky, we haven't even heard from Eau Claire yet. What do you think?
I'm thinking something for her travel to Africa. You know, like, not maybe a suitcase or some sort of bag or travel thing.
All right. Got to pick one of those.
Why is it one of those? a bag that would, you know, like hide her passport.
All right. A bag to hide her passports.
Sorry, Vicky.
Not it. Thank you, Vicky. Appreciate the call. 715-723-2555. What did Havel's wife Peggy purchase recently that it had never crossed his mind to buy? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. We'll go back to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky again.
Vicky, got back through. All right, what do you think?
What about, like, those travel pillow things for when you're flying?
Travel pillows. All right. So, yeah, the little pillows, or maybe even throw neck pillows in there as well, too. Was it like a neck pillow or a travel pillow that Peggy purchased?
No, sorry, Vicky.
Not it. All right. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Does anyone want to join Vicky in guessing this morning? She's up early from Eau Claire. What did Havel's wife Peggy purchase recently that when he saw it, it's like, I had never even thought about purchasing that. What could it be for a chance to win two movie tickets and a Passion CD?
723-2555, 723-2555. Sometimes during the summer, this early morning one hasn't gotten maybe as many calls as during the school year, which we're going to be into right around the corner.
Yeah, my goodness. School's starting very soon. Uh-huh. So we'll give you a little opportunity to think about this a little bit more, but also maybe for those of you who are just sitting arms folded saying, we want a clue for this one.
We will give you a clue.
Yeah. A clue will be coming after 7:45. We'll give you another shot to win this t-shirt and two Mycon Cinemas movie tickets.
Win it Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show. Who wants to go to the movies? At Mycon, we got a pair of tickets and a Passion Music t-shirt up for grabs.
First clue coming up shortly. Again, to recap the question, Howell, this comes from your life experience because, as always, we're trying to find things that are not easily Googleable. We have no problem with Google. We just don't want you using it for a trivia because that just kind of spoils it for everybody.
Yeah.
So sometimes we just have to do things that no one can Google because no one would know other than us.
Yeah, and so the question is this. We told you the prize is the call-in number 723-2555. Last week, sometime, I saw something and I thought, wow, my wife must have bought that and I've never even considered buying that. And so what is it? 723-2555, 723-2555. Clue number one right now, I saw the item in the kitchen.
You saw the item in the kitchen. 715-723-2555. You sent me a picture of this item. And so now I have a firm view in my brain of what this is as well.
I had described it to you yesterday, but that was inadequate because once you go, oh, I thought it was something.
Yeah, I thought it was something completely different. So now we're on the exact same page.
Good.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jamie from Mondovi.
Hey, Jamie. Jamie, what do you think?
Did Peggy buy an air fryer?
Is it an air fryer?
That was guessed yesterday, actually.
Oh, yeah, it was indeed. So you can have a backup guess. Air fryers are awesome,
okay,
though. What do you think, Jamie? What's
did
a backup?
Did you buy a stick vac for that new hardwood floor?
All right.
Stick vac.
Stick vac, and good job remembering about the floor as well, too. Was it a stick vac, Alvo?
It was not. Sorry, Jamie.
All right. Thanks for the call from Buffalo Country down there in Mondovi. Jamie, always good to hear from you. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
John from Chippewa.
And what do you think?
Lemon squeezer.
A lemon squeezer. Did Peggy purchase a lemon squeezer? Again, the question, what did Halvo's wife Peggy purchase recently that it had never crossed his mind to buy? He saw that and it's like, I never would have thought to purchase that. Was it a lemon squeezer?
It was not. Sorry, Jan.
All right. Thank you, Jan. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from on this beautiful Win It Wednesday on WWIB?
Chad from Augusta.
Hey, Chad. Chad, what do you think?
How about an Instapot?
How about an Instapot? You can do a lot with those.
I'll tell you what, I mean, we have one. We love it. We've had it a while, so it was not an Instapot.
You know, sometime we need to do like a question of the day, like what's your favorite kitchen gadget? Like what's the one you just couldn't go without?
I thought you were going to say Instapot recipes.
Oh, well, we could do that as well, too, unless it's closely guarded family secrets of some sort. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Virgil from Whitehall.
Hey, Virgil, what do you think?
A vegetable slicer.
A vegetable slicer. Was it a vegetable slicer, Halvo?
Sorry, Virgil.
Not a vegetable slicer. See, I could go into story time with a lot of these with things that my wife has purchased that I would never have thought to buy, but it actually has made vegetables way more tasty just because of the way they're sliced. I don't know why. I guess I'm just a big kid at almost 40.
Yeah.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right, Vicky, back through. What do you think?
How about a zester?
A zester. Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, it's for like orange peel or lemon or whatever. Like, yeah, you, some recipes call for zest, like
that's
lemon zest.
That's not what it is.
That's an indication it's not it.
Oh, yeah.
I knew what this was. I just never thought to buy it. So. Yeah.
Oh, man. See, this could be all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
We've got three more guesses left. Time for that. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, not
what's your name?
Close from Menominee Spiralizer.
Okay. Chloe from Menominee, and what was that, Caleb?
I missed it. One more time, Chloe.
Spiralizer.
Spiralizer is what I'm hearing.
Is
like making spirals out of food or something?
Okay, sure, you could do that, I suppose.
Let me just say, Chloe, I thought I talked fast, but wow, you talk fast. it's not a spiralizer.
It's not it. Thank you, Chloe. Call back if you can get through.
Win a Wednesday in the Whip Wake Up Show. Time for Clue 2 as we look to give away a pair of Mikon movie tickets and a Passion Music size large blue t-shirt.
715-723-2555 is the number to call. The original question going back to Tuesday Trivia is this. What did Halvo's wife Peggy purchase recently that it had never crossed his mind to buy? He saw it and it's like, I never would have thought to buy that. But Peggy did think of it and did purchase it. And we'll stack clues. The first clue you said was you saw it in the kitchen.
Yes, I saw it in the kitchen. And now, just to give you inside baseball, the fact is I've been talking to Caleb and you, the listeners, about this and not about... My wife and I have not talked about this. And so I'd messaged her the picture this morning, as I did Caleb. She says, actually, I bought that a long time ago. And I was going to take it to Liberia. So it was originally bought for Liberia. That's clue number two.
And we also said that it was purchased recently, which...
Yeah.
To our knowledge, was true, but it actually wasn't true.
She kind of had this out here.
But, all right. So anyway, it was purchased for Liberia. Yeah. He saw it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
715-723-2555. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Berkeley from Rhinelander.
From Rhinelander. Great to hear from Hodeg Country. And what do you think?
A ramen bowl.
A ramen bowl. Was it a ramen bowl? Halvo, is that what you heard?
We did like ramen when we lived in Liberia. No, that's not it. Sorry.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. Call us back. We haven't heard from Rhinelander.
Hodeg Country.
Yeah, love it. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Beth Beach in Eau Claire.
All right, a little closer to home this time. What do you think, Beth?
Would it happen to be a solar phone charger? You know, one of those little solar phone chargers?
Thinking Liberia solar phone charger. It's not, Beth, but thank you.
Thank you, Beth. 715-723-2555. What did Howell's wife, Peggy, purchase? And we found out not recently, but what she purchased that it had never crossed his mind to buy when he saw it. First clue, he saw it in the kitchen. The second clue, we learned from Peggy that it's something she had actually originally purchased for Liberia. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron Fall Creek.
Hey, hey Ron. Ron, what do you think?
A water filter, portable water filter.
Yeah. All right. We used a lot of those, the Sawyer water filters there. That's not what it is. Sorry.
Thank you, Ron. Good guess. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. This started as a Tuesday trivia query. Now it's a Win It Wednesday with two clues already and another one coming after 8:45 if we don't get it here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Caleb and Mark. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Go ahead.
A food dehydrator?
A food dehydrator. Is that what it was? Was it a food dehydrator album?
Those are cool. That's not it.
Got it. Thank you, Linda. 715-723-2555. What did Havo's wife, Peggy, purchase that it had never crossed his mind to buy when he saw it? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Virgil from Whitehall.
Hey, right, Virgil, go ahead.
I'm thinking a composter that you'd use in the kitchen for kitchen waste.
Okay, handy.
Yeah.
Useful.
Yeah. We've got one in our kitchen, but that's not it.
Thank you, Virgil. Good to hear from Whitehall, 715-723-2555. We do have time for three more guesses if you're not guessed out. Again, Havel saw this item in the kitchen, and then we learned clarification from Peggy that it was something originally purchased for Liberia with the intent to bring it to use it in Liberia. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Otherwise, we'll come back in 20 minutes or so and give you another clue. But we've got someone who thinks they've got it right here, right now. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Cassandra from Leesville.
Cassandra, what do you think?
I think it's one of those electric blender bottles, you know, like those travel blenders.
Okay. Travel blenders. And my slow response, because I'm like, I'm trying to picture what that is. But that could certainly be something.
They have them all over TikTok.
Okay. Travel blenders.
It's not a travel blender.
That's not it.
Thank you, Cassandra. We appreciate the call. I guess I need to be on TikTok more so I know what things are.
Win It Wednesday of the Wake Up Show one more time to try to win a pair of Mikon movie tickets and a Passion Music size large blue t-shirt.
It is clue time for the third time here on this Win It Wednesday morning. We started off with the question, what did Halvo's wife purchase? We originally said recently and then clarified after finding out from Peggy it wasn't a recent purchase. But what did Halvo's wife purchase that when he saw it, he thought, it had never crossed my mind to buy this?
And so we've given some clues along the way. I saw it in the kitchen. It was originally bought for Liberia. And here is clue number three. And again, you can call it 723-2555. She has not brought it to Liberia, where she's traveling to on Monday. She hasn't brought it because of concern over the fact that ants might get inside.
All right. So it was purchased for Liberia, but has not been brought to Liberia because of concerns over ants.
And again, maybe flaws with the product because ants might get inside. So there you go.
All right, there you go. 715-723-2555. Guess away for two Mikon Cinemas movie passes and a beautiful blue size large t-shirt from Passion Music. Let's go to the phones on this Win It Wednesday. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Caleb, and I'm calling from Eau Claire.
I like that name, Caleb. What do you think?
Was it a snow cone machine?
Oh,
that sounds fun.
That's pretty cool.
But that's not it.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Caleb. Call back. 715-723-2555. What did Havo's wife, Peggy, purchase that when he saw it, thought it would never have crossed my mind to buy that? And again, he saw it in the kitchen. Peggy let us know that this was something purchased for Liberia, but also the latest clue that she did not bring it to Liberia because of concerns over ants getting inside. And not ants like aunts and uncles.
No.
Ants like the little...
Gotta get concerned about those ants. Yeah, right.
Yes. And my aunt Martha would really have hated if I brought this to Liberia. 715-723-2555. I think aunt and aunt goes back to that whole like coupon and coupon thing.
It does. Yeah.
715-723-2555. What could it be? Your chance to win two Micon Cinemas movie passes. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Justin Thorpe.
From Thorpe, I believe I heard. Go ahead.
Sugar cane.
Say it again.
Sugar cane.
Sugar cane. I think maybe you need to turn down
it
your radio.
It sounded like
just
you said sugar
bit.
Cane.
Can you say it one more time, a little louder?
Sugar cane.
Sugar cane. Sugar cane. All right.
I'll tell you what. Cane. They do have sugar cane in Liberia, so she did not buy sugar cane to bring. But
it wasn't sugar
good
cane.
Good try.
Thank you again. Our apologies. The phone connection was just a little bit poor, and so we weren't quite able to hear that. But sugar cane. It was not sugar cane. Is it pandas that like sugar cane?
Huh.
Is that correct? I probably need to Google
no,
that.
No, I think, I think of bamboo maybe or something.
Oh,
yeah,
maybe. I don't know. All right. Now I'm just curious. I get off in the weeds while we're waiting for calls. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 for your chance to win your way into the movies.
Again, so the item... I never thought about buying that. Saw it in the kitchen. Peggy bought it for Liberia. And with some flaws with the item, she was concerned that maybe ants might get inside. What is it? 723-2555. Otherwise, we go on until after 7:15 tomorrow.
For inquiring minds, Google says, yes, pandas do eat sugar cane, but in captivity, it's only given to them as an occasional sweet treat rather than a primary food source. I really want to know that.
Well, I learned, I must have Googled different, that said many wild and domestic animals like sugarcane, like elephants and
maybe,
others.
Maybe I was thinking elephants. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to the Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Shelly in Chautauqua.
Hey, Shelly.
Shelly, what do you think?
How about a popcorn popper?
How about a popcorn popper? You know, my dad used that to roast coffee for a long time.
Huh.
Now we got him a good one. Was it a popcorn popper? Is that what she brought?
Sorry, Shelly.
Not it. All right, we've got time for a couple more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Roxy from Ojibwa.
Hey, Roxy.
What do you think?
I'm going to guess a honey dispenser.
A honey dispenser.
The thing with the wooden things for drizzling the honey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love some good drizzled honey? Was it a honey dispenser?
It was not.
It was not. All right. Thank you, Roxy. Good to hear from Ojibwa. Going once, going twice here. If we have one final call, we'll take it. Otherwise, we will boot this off to try it again Thursday, and we will let you sleep on it and see if we can come up with another clue tomorrow morning to get you on your way to winning your way into the movies at Micon Cinema.